first of the Shiurim given by the Web Yeshiva in order to enhance our appreciation of Pesach. Now, Pesach is special because it demands of us a tremendous amount of participation. We can't just roll into Pesach. Generally speaking, the overwhelming aspect of Pesach has more to do with telling the story than it has to do with cleaning. Cleaning is difficult, and we certainly appreciate all those who participate in the cleaning Erev Pesach. But the mitzvah of Pesach, as far as we are concerned, since there's no sacrifice that we can give, is the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. We have to tell the story. I'm not sure that any of us ever told another story. We're interested in finding out what it means to tell the story. What does it mean to tell the story? But the story is written up in the Haggadah. You can just read the Haggadah, some faster, some slower. Not such a immeasurable enterprise or undertaking. So I said, let's look first at the Psukim at the beginning of the Parsha of Bo. Now you remember that the book of Shemot, the first half of the book of Shemot is about the exodus from Egypt and the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai. The second half of the book of Shemot is about building the Mishkan, the tabernacle. So let's go back to the first half. The first half is about Yetziat Mitzrayim, Shemot, Va'era, Bo. Those three parashiyot include the 10 plagues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought onto the Egyptians. So the Pasuk says, V'yom Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro, Aki, Ani echbadeti et libo v'et leiv avadav. So this is like an issue. If God hardens the heart of Paro, then why is Paro a player? What difference does it make? He has no free will, no choice. Echbadeti et libo, I hardened his heart. Leman shiti ototai, elu bikirbo, in order that the plagues, the miracles of the 10 plagues should be in his midst. In other words, we don't want him, it sounds like we're saying, we don't want him to change his mind and let you go. We want him to suffer the weight of all 10 plagues. I harden his heart and the hearts of his servants, lema'an, in order that all of these otot, all of these signs and miracles should be bekirbo, within him. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that the story, or a story that you could tell, is the story of the plagues. There were plagues, and none of the plagues convinced Paro. There were plagues, he wasn't convinced. Pasuk bet, ulemant isaper basnei bincha ubenet bincha et asher italalti b'mitzrayim. Ulema'an. The first word in the second pasuk is lema'an, amaz, in order that. I mean, something is happening in order that. You can tell the story. You can tell your son, your grandson, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim. In other words, Paro has a role in reestablishing the faith of Am Yisrael in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that faith is established through the miracles of the 10 plagues. Leman tisaper, in order that you should tell the story of Aznei bincha uben bincha, et asher hitalalti b'mitzrayim, et ototai asher sham samti bom. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. As v'yedatem, this is the purpose, that somehow the people of Israel are going to understand something. They're going to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. This is a kind of a difficult idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something, and Moshe Rabbeinu is aware of that. L'man tisaper, and that's in order that should be a story to tell. So the story that you tell is a story that has something to do with the 10 plagues. Right, et asher hit'alalti b'mitzrayim. It'alalti means I caused to happen. It was clear that Hashem did these plagues in Mitzrayim. Ve'et ototai asher samti bam, and all of these signs, these miracles, which I brought down upon them. V'yedahatem ki ani Hashem. So you see that the story of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is not just about Jews leaving Mitzrayim, but the story is a story about understanding. How did the Jews get to be understanders? How was it possible that through Yitziat Mitzrayim they came to the position that Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov had, to understand what it meant that there was a God who created the world? I mean, this is something part of Yitziat Mitzrayim. This is what it says in the Pasuk. What it says in the Pasuk, but now I go back a step. I told you that the Parashiyot of Shemot and Va'era and Bo are the Parashiyot of the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, the exodus from Egypt, the 10 plagues, right? Shemot, Va'era, Bo. But if we look more carefully, we see that Bo is the parsha of the last three plagues that have not yet been given, whereas Va'era is the parsha of the first seven plagues that have already been given. So these psukim that we just read, Pasuk 1 and Pasuk 2 from parsha of Bo, those psukim, those could come in between the seven plagues and the three plagues. So I could imagine if I was telling the story, I would say that the people lived through the plagues in Egypt. They saw what was happening to the Egyptians and they said, why? Why is this happening? So that there is this constant feature of human existence that last year's stories are not good enough for this year. Not good enough. Because whatever we thought we understood last year, we still don't understand. And since we still don't understand it, again, Paro is just there to enable me to understand. And Paro was unable to get to that level on his own. And so Paro became Ichbadeti et Libo. But we are, right, Kolam Hashem Elokei Ivrim, we are the God of the Hebrews. So there's a story that we can squeeze out of these psukim. We may not be able to get it all, or to understand it perfectly, but there is nevertheless a possibility that we would understand. Now, the first pasuk that we read, the second pasuk that we read, Leman Lusiet, Man Tisaper Baznei Bincha, Uben Bincha, is a kind of emphasis that's placed in the pasuk about education. It's a parent's obligation, and it seems clear, to educate his children or her children according to the principles that they have adopted. So the pasuk says, "Leman tisaper baznei bincha uben bincha, your son, your grandson, et asher hit'alalti mitzrayim, that which God has wrought upon Mitzrayim, right? God brought about Mitzrayim. Vet ototai, and what have I wrought? These signs, these plagues, these miracles, samtibam, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, and this will lead to a clearer understanding. Well, how do we do that? How do we tell our children something that will impress them so profoundly that they will know V'yedatem ki ani Hashem? So in that pasuk it says Bincha or Ben Bincha, and you know Chazal realized that there was a problem. So how can you give a directive to teach your son and your grandson? I mean, isn't it true that they're not all the same? Not everybody's son is the same as everybody else's son, and not everybody's grandson is the same as everybody else's grandson. So the Haggadah, which attacks this question, says as follows. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu starts off with praise of Hashem. Baruch Shatan Torah L'Amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. Now this introduction seems like kind of very nice, but not quite on the mark that we are talking about. Baruch Shatan Torah L'Amo Yisrael, in other words, before we learn Torah, and learning Torah is the way that we have designed our fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Let's learn Torah. But before we really learn Torah, before we get deeply into it, we have a problem. How do we imagine that all the children are responsive to the story that I'm going to tell them? So the Haggadah says, "Neged abanim dibra Torah." The Haggadah says, yeah, it's true. The children are all different one from the other, and they deserve to be treated as though they were special and different. So, okay, that's very good. You know, if I was reading a psychology textbook and they told me about different types of personalities, and they called one Chacham and one Rashab and one. But we don't really expect all of these different kinds of personalities to appear at the table that I'm sitting at. So it must mean. It must mean that whoever is there, whoever's at the table, if he's a chacham, okay. If he's a rasha, okay. Tam. What is she'eino yodeh lish'ol? In any event, the Gemara then goes on. The Gemara, and then the Haggadah, quoting the Gemara, says, each of these four types of children are mentioned in the Haggadah, or in the Torah. Chacham mahu omer, meaning, where is the Chacham mentioned in the Torah? So the Pasuk says, maha eidot v'chukim v'mishpatim. Eidot, chukim, mishpatim, are different kinds of halachic demands of us. We have to do the eidot, we have to do the chukim and the mishpatim. Asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu etchem, ahvata amor lo kehilchot haPesach. So the Chacham, no matter what he said, Eidot, Chukim, Mishpatim, and he shows you he's into it. He knows what's going on. He's been learning seriously. The Torah is part of him. He says, "Emolo kilchot apes." Tell him other halachot. I mean, that's where he is. That's where he's standing. And ein maftira machar pesach api koman refers to the end of the seder. Ein maftira after the korban pesach, you don't need anything, not even api koman. Okay, that's a chacham. Rasha mahu omer. So the Gemara explains that as being, he said, what are you doing? Lachem below low. He meant, what are you doing? I mean, I'm not doing it. I just came home from, having a good time, and I showed up in my old home, and my parents are there, but I don't really relate to them so well. Levisho tsia that's moment haklal kafar baikar. He excluded himself. He said, I'm not part of it. So, kafar baikar. He denies the essence of the Jewish people, which is, again, the story in Bo, the story about the miracles, the story that explains to us what we're doing on this night. Vavata, avata, the Haggadah says, Hakeyat. You have to treat him like a wayward child. Emolo babuze asashem li. You have to tell him that Pesach relates to the people who continue the original acceptance by Am Yisrael of the leadership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Olam Leave below low. He's excluded. That's a really difficult thing to say, but that's what we say. Because sometimes the Rasha doesn't realize the implications of his Rishut. So that's what the Haggadah says. You have to tell him that there are implications, that it's not, you can't just choose anything you want. Being born Jewish, that creates a whole wealth of obligations. And if you don't accept that obligation, then it says, Elo Yasham, Lo Ya Nigal. Tam Mahu Omer. We're up to Tam. Mazo Tam, he doesn't sort of really know what's going on. On because of Yarot Hashem in. So you give him the easy part. The easy part was that God acted definitively with power and took us out of Mitzrayim. And the fourth son, Sheino Yodei L'Shol, doesn't know how to ask. But Patai, he just sits there, dumbfounded by what's going on. I know your daily show at Petachlos. You should start the conversation. Shneimar v'igadta levincha b'yom. There's a pasuk. You have to tell your son on that day. I mean, you can't wait for him to ask. Bavuzeh asa Hashem li b'tzeitim. So, the pasuk in the beginning of Bo, which says that you have to tell the story to your son and your grandson, etc. That would seem to be a kind of a simple, straightforward activity. Wouldn't be very difficult, but the Haggadah makes it into something extremely difficult because Haggadah says, look, there are different kinds of children, and the different kinds of children have a different way of appreciating what's going on. And if they don't appreciate, they also don't appreciate in different ways. The Rasha, after all, he's really an unsuccessful child. But the Tam, he's different. He says, Mazot. He says, what are you doing? What's the point? I mean, he's missing a lot. He doesn't know the background. He doesn't know. He's missing a lot. And then I go back to my original question. Does this mean that we have to look for people like that to have at our table? If we sit down to make a Seder, do I have to find a young man who's a Chacham, another one who's a Rasha? That seems to be odd. That seems to be an odd idea. So I once was thinking about, I would say I was once thinking about this issue They show the four sons. And I think that modern psychology has indicated different ways that whatever you think about yourself, whatever you think about yourself, it may not be unreasonable to look at yourself as a composite of personalities. Like everybody knows that sometimes they get overly excited or angry or overly confident, or like, you know, you are made up of what seems to be reasonable stuff, but also beyond that, you've got some unreasonable stuff in you. So it says, is there anybody who doesn't see themselves as being a chacham? Is there anybody who doesn't see themselves sometimes being a rasha? Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes you say the wrong thing. Sometimes you do the wrong thing. Is there anybody who doesn't see themselves sometimes as a tam? A tam who says, what's going on? Doesn't want to get involved. Doesn't want to participate. And sometimes the Sheino Yodei L'Shol is like, I just want to make believe that I do know the answer by not answering the question. It's something that happens all the time. So, Keneged Arba'a Banim Dibra Torah, the Haggadah says, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam. So, especially the Rasha, that bothered me. I mean, it's the you have to have a Rasha in order to do the mitzvah, in order to do the mitzvah properly. I don't think so. I think that when you tell the story, you have to tell the story so that it includes the vantage point of the chacham, which is, what do you have to do? What are the parameters? What are the halachot that have to be controlled? But also, everybody knows that I'm not what I should be. And sometimes I'm a rasha a little bit. And that being a rasha is about exclusion. Right? You see it in the Haggadah, Ma'avodah zot lachem. What does this do for you? Lachem v'lo lo. Not him. So everybody has that feeling sometimes. After the night, say, how was your Seder? How was your Seder? Oh, my Seder was just fine. But usually you're referring to the potatoes and the meat that you had, and not to the hot butter that you said. So that everybody might find himself playing the roles of the Chacham and the Rasha. If you just look at yourself very carefully, Tam and Sheino Yodei L'Shol, you'll see that the mitzvah of Misipat Levincha, the mitzvah, let me just... Mantisaper Basnei Bincha Ben Bincha, Mantisaper. It's a little bit more complicated than we thought it was, and we look at it as though all the fathers are the same and all the children are the same. But that's an unfortunate idea, partially because it's not true, and partially because it's ineffective. It doesn't help. So the Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is not a propaganda push. It's not a way of getting certain basic ideas on the table, but it is rather a way to deal with problems that children very often have and find that their parents are not willing or able to deal with. And so, the Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim is about a great achievement that Bnei Yisrael had when they left Mitzrayim. And it indicates that that achievement has to be copied again and again in order for Am Yisrael to continue to exist. Because the belief in God and the belief in Yetziat Mitzrayim are fundamental to the way we understand the world that we live in. And if you don't have that, you're not part of Am Yisrael, as the Sheino Yodei Lishol. I'm sorry. The Rasha said, "Bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeiti Mitzrayim." This is why God took me out of Mitzrayim. Li below low. It's hidden. It's hidden there. The Rasha is hidden in the pasuk, but it's true that li below low describes the Rasha. It says that there are people who don't want to be included. They don't want to be part of what we are doing, even though they are certainly deserve to be part of it. So we looked at a little bit of the Haggadah, not too much, but you see the Haggadah has surprises. And if you are able to allow yourself to be surprised, you might find it a worthy enterprise. It's a little bit early still, but I wish you all a happy Pesach. And remember, if you have any shilas about the topics connected to Pesach, chametz, matzah, cleanliness, sipur yitziat Mitzrayim, the timing of things, in all of these cases, you should consult your local rabbi. All the best to you all. Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you so much.